He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 524. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Why is that not working? Here we go. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email. If I seem a tad slow today, it's because I am. I actually have COVID, and it was a extreme shock to me. I got COVID, I think last Wednesday night, to be exact. I tested positive, actually Thursday morning. So I actually was pretty sick. Yes, I've had both the Pfizer vaccines. I thought I was being extremely capable, but apparently I wasn't. Where did I get it? I think I got it from my granddaughter, who's 10. She had it one day, tested positive, and then 2 days later tested negative, and I should have stayed away, but I didn't. So it is highly, highly, highly contagious, and I got to tell you, I was knocked on my butt for at least 5 days. I mean, I was bad. So that Friday, I did go to the hospital, and they gave me an infusion of Regen. And I think that took a day or two to kick in, and definitely doing a lot better. I could not record the show yesterday. I just didn't have the energy, and I'm really sucking wind as we speak, but I'm going out of my skull. I've been in the house for a little bit over a week. I am in quarantine for, they say 10 days. I'm going to do the full 14 because I definitely don't want to infect anybody with this. It is extremely nasty. Of course, everybody reacts differently. I am in general extremely healthy, and I gotta tell you, it just put me down. So enough about me. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you get vaccinated. It's real scary stuff, and this Delta variant is just outrageously contagious. I would say I got in the hospital immediately. I had a friend of mine that picked COVID up, not from me, fortunately, and they went to the same hospital. I got in immediately. They waited 5 hours before they could take them in, and they were there for almost 15 hours. When they left, there were so many people with COVID, they were out on the street waiting to get into the emergency room. That's how bad it was here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So interesting show for you today. I have a gadget that I probably showed you, I don't know, 6-7 months ago. I do need another one for the other studio that we're trying to build up in Prescott, Arizona. I use these things all the time, and they've made several modifications to the device that I originally bought. So let's take a peek at that, and essentially what that is, let's get on the right page here, Don. This is made by a company called Fideco. This is a new company for me. I have never used their product before. They have been around for a long time and are known throughout the industry for making great interface devices. As you can see here on their main webpage, they make a ton of stuff. So the device that I actually purchased and we're going to take a peek at is the Fideco USB 3 to SATA dual bay external hard drive docking station. This will work for both 2.5 and 3.5 inch hard drives and solid state drives also. This has a button that you can push and actually clone the drive. So you have drive A, which you'll see is kind of in the back slot over here, if you will. And then the front slot is, if you want to call it Drive B, that's fine. But you'll push that button and it will make an exact duplicate of the drive, of the source drive. This is different in the sense that it does 16 terabytes. It will recognize up to 16 terabytes. The other brand that I used only saw up to 8. So this now allows me to get a bigger hard drive and it will see it. What I really liked about this is in the front here, you can see it has two more USB 3 accessible areas to plug in something here, and that is very handy. Also, here you have a charging port. So all that is good, and if that was not enough, somewhere on this contraption, we'll take a peek at it. It did have slots for SD cards, so all that is pretty good. Let's open it up and take a peek at what this actually looks like. Oh, by the way, the price is really good. It's $37. If you click this little arrow here, this coupon, it's going to drop it down another 5%. So all very good. I got this in one day. Haven't hooked it up yet, but we're going to unbox it and take a look at it right now. So as you can see, here it is, the Fideco USB 3 Dual Bave HDD docking station. This has built-in USB 3 support. So I am going to actually unbox this. It's real tight to get this off. There we go. And nothing fancy here, just a plain box. I am going to open this up. And again, nothing fancy here. But you'll see the drive. Let's take this out. There we go. And inside, I'm sure this is the docking station, so we'll take a look at that. Okay, so here we go. Here is the actual drive, and we'll check out all the pieces here. Here I'm going to get, which is nice because some of these don't come with this and you have to go hunt around and find one, but here's the actual connecting cable. Now you'll notice that that's blue, and blue indicates it's USB 3. White would show you that it's USB 2. I want 3 because that's the current one and the fastest one. And again, this would be marked blue, so it comes with this wire. This is going to connect from the device itself into your computer via USB 3. And last but not least, we have the power supply, and these should be pretty big and beefy. If they're not, then it's not a real good one. But this happens to have a 12 volt 300 milliamp power supply. Again, one end would plug into the device, one end's going to go into the wall, and you get your usual warranty cards and instruction cards. So we'll put that to the side for a second. So let's take a look at the actual box itself. What I like about this right off the bat is we knew that it would come with two different slots to put your hard drives here. Here's the clone button. So again, if this is the source and this is the target, you put the source drive in here and the target here, you push clone and literally walk away. What's real nice about this, and I haven't seen this anywhere yet, is they have indicator lights for each drive and a busy light and an on and off switch. That's very, very nice. So that's how it looks on the top. On the front, this is the part that was very, very appealing to me and did not come on the other one that I bought. You'll notice a USB 3 input jack here, a USB 3 input jack here, and right here is what I like. If you can see this, I have a slot for both the SD card and the micro SD card. I like that a lot. On the back, on and off switch, this is where your power supply would go. And of course, this is where the connector cable goes from there to the computer. So that's pretty much it. It's fairly light, no issues there. And again, when you plug this in, this is going to allow you to see what's on the hard drive. So I use this, quite frankly, for nothing more than storage and backup. If you have a hard drive, external hard drive that you want to back up to, which is what I do, and you want to clone it, there you go. You got your original backup and you got your backup to the backup. So that's real nice. What I use these for, quite frankly, is to back up my photo and videos. So the way this essentially will work is, let me grab a hard drive here. And we'll pop that right in, and you can take a look at how to actually use this. So Right here I have a hard drive. This particular one is an old one. It's 250 gigabytes, so it's a real old one. But essentially, these are just going to, you'll see the connectors are on the bottom here. Essentially, these are just going to drop right in like so. And obviously, because of the back slot here, we can put another one in like so. Let's make it like so, like this way. There we go. So there's your two drives, one and two. When you plug this into the computer, you'll actually see both these drives. You can use storage for this one and this one, or simultaneously or individually. It doesn't matter. What's nice is this will give you two hard drives instantly accessible from your computer, Mac or PC. Real nice, and it's a quick way to get some extra storage. And when I'm done, I don't really need these. I'm just going to basically pull them out and store them wherever I want and label them. So this is a real convenient device, and I think it's personally a must have. So keep that in mind if you're looking for a quick way to get storage and big storage, because again, I can buy two 16 terabyte drives here, right? That's going to give me 32 terabytes of space. That's a lot of storage. And I do a lot of video, a lot of photos, and it's a great way to back things up and have them easily accessible. Also, that said, it's a great way to every day back up to this hard drive A, the source drive. And again, you want these to be the same size, okay? If you want to back up, you want to make sure that the drive can handle all the information that you have. If it's too small, it won't fit. So I'm making this up, if I have a 4 terabyte drive here and an 8 terabyte drive here, that's fine as long as I don't fill up the source drive over 4 terabytes. That said, I back up every day to this. I push the clone button at night, and here's my backup. So I've got two disks, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that have the exact backup. If you forget to push the clone drive, it won't work. So that makes it real easy. These things are a great buy, and always, I think, at a very, very good price. So you might want to check that out. Now, speaking of storage, I get asked this question frequently since things have been shook up in the industry in terms of storage. But what do I use? I use two things. The first thing I use is a very simple app. This app will work on any Android operating system or any iOS operating system, your iPad, your iPhone, your Droid, whatever. This is unlimited photo storage that you pay for if you're a member of Prime, Amazon Prime. You have unlimited photo storage, and it will automatically back it up. So every time you take a photo and or a video, we'll get to that in a second, automatically backs it up for you. That's a nice, nice thing to have. Unlimited. You need to download the app. You need to sign in, and all you do is click yes, automatically back up. That's the end of it. Now, if you're going to do a lot of videos, you may want to pay particular attention that you have to pay a little bit more. I think it's $60 a year to maintain all the storage for your videos, because of course that's a lot more data, but it's definitely worth it. You can access these, you could print from these, and I highly recommend it. If you're a Prime member, you're already paying for this, and it's free, so there's no reason not to use it. And you can print these out. You could send them to anybody you want. A very nice, elegant, simple, and effective way to back up all your photos and slash videos. The second one that I actually use a lot is a SmugMug. It does the same thing. It's a better mechanism to use if you want to display your photos or show people your photos in an album form. That's $70 a year for the professional service. I've been using SmugMug since the day they came out, so it's probably about 10 years now. Zero complaints, SmugMug. Check that out. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. These are kind of all over the place. No rhyme or reason other than I've used these and they're really good. If you have children and you want to know where they are 24/7, which I would want to do, especially when my kids were younger, this app is a must-have. It's called My Spy, or M Spy, I should say, available on both platforms. And what this will do is it allows you to see what your child's up to. M Spy for the Android and or your iOS system. This works pretty good. It will tell you what's going on with the WhatsApp, Snapchat, Facebook, and other types of social media services. It will tell you who called who, SMS, GPS tracking. It has about 25 features in total. This is totally free. Yes, there are in-app purchases, but oversee call logs, review message chats, browse text messages, scan multimedia content, monitor web browsing, and track GPS location. If you had to get one app to keep track on your kids, maybe you want to keep track on your spouse. I don't know, but this is the app to do it. Again, free, available on both platforms. Another one that you can use primarily for the Android operating system is GitHub. It's a little bit more technical, but this will give you all the logs, and it's a more esoteric, more technically involved app. You got to be a little bit astute, but again, I'm going to show it to you. It's your choice. Another one that's a very interesting app, not for spying, but if you want to find these bizarre and really out there apps, you don't always have to go to the Google Play Store or to the Android Store. You can go to other stores and get apps. Now, again, the ones that appear on the Android Store or the Google Play Store are pretty tested out and most of the time safe. These other apps are a little bit out there and a little bit more esoteric. But again, if you want to live on the edge, this is a good spot to go. It's called GetJar. And it's an app that you load, and there's about 50,000 other apps, as well as other stuff that you can download and browse through. I do use this from time to time. I shouldn't say primarily, it's exclusively for your Android operating system. There's a lot more, let me think of the right word, weaselly things out there for the Android because of the open operating system opposed to the iOS operating system. Now, this next app, and actually it's a website called Twitch. I don't cover Twitch much, but lately it's becoming a more mainstream, I shouldn't even use the word mainstream, a more accepted way of streaming. And maybe the Gadget Professor will actually, I have an account, but maybe I'll actually broadcast simultaneously live on this particular mechanism called Twitch. In any event, if you're into live streaming and gaming, this is the de facto standard. You can stream with other people all over the world, show them your gaming skills or lack of thereof. You can compete with different people, and it's a lot of fun. There's also a lot of bizarre stuff on there. Like anything else, you got to be careful and be safe. But I have several kids that I know that actually use this. The teenagers spend way too much time on this, but I've watched them play and just have an awesome time on this, and it integrates with most of the major gaming systems like Xbox. So check this out. I'll have more information on this coming up in the next few weeks, but definitely a very interesting platform. All right, some more apps. This is an app I don't think I've mentioned yet, but it's called Movie Flicks and Showbox TV Hub. This is an app. It's going to set you back $18, but check it out. It gives you unlimited movies, and I tried it out, and I did exit off, I have to be honest with you, for a couple reasons. If you notice spelling unlimited, not the best spelling in the world, and that kind of, all you need is to just open it up, search your favorite movie and TV shows and enjoy it. No account or registration is necessary. They have fixed bugs. It's in Spanish. That might be the Spanish way of spelling undeleted, but I did try it out. It's out there. I'm just showing it to you because I had never seen it before. All right. If you drive a car and most of us do. And you've seen the scanners that they use to tell you what's wrong with your car. You get an error on it, and then usually take it to the mechanic, and he charges X amount of bucks just to read what's wrong, the error code that's on the built-in computer in your car. You can actually load this onto your iPhone, and there's also an Android counterpart of this called Car Scanner ELM OBD2. And you have to get a special connector, which is not a big deal. Every car is available. And this will actually tell you what your car is doing in real time. You get the OBD fault light codes, car performance, sensor data, and more. Car Scanner is a vehicle car performance trip computer and diagnostic tool scanner that uses Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to communicate. So I actually hooked this up, and fortunately my car is good. But this is really, really neat. Now, if you don't want to buy the cable for your particular car, of course, you can always go to AutoZone, and they'll scan your car for free. They'll also put, if you purchase a battery from them, they'll also put that in for free. So I do like the AutoZone, and before I got this cockamamie thing, I used to go to the AutoZone and have them read whatever the error code was. So you may want to check that out. Now, this last app of the day I use a lot. This is called InnoReader, and it's an RSS feed reader. Essentially what it does is you can fill this up with all kinds of self-interest, whether it's photography or your GoPro or news about Cuba, whatever the case may be. And you're going to have your personalized news paper right at your fingertips. So it's news free, a news feed. It's also great for photo blogs, which I use a lot of. And it's a very nice app, very elegant. And I think you'll be real pleased with that. So by all means, check that out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it for sure. And next week, I plan to be up in Prescott. The studio should be at least usable to do a show from, but I am expecting, if you remember last week, we talked about that T-Mobile device that's going to make my whole house a 5G hotspot. So that has been sitting at my front door for about 2 weeks now. I haven't been up there. As I said, I've been ill, but I'm definitely looking forward to hooking that puppy up and seeing what grief that will cause us. So again, take care. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.